session number 10635, Rule 1.
Mrs. Wardle, Rule 1.
Could you tell me, first of all, Mrs. Wardle, where you were born and what was your name when you were born?
I was born in Warsaw in 1922, 10th of October.
And what was your maiden name?
My name was Danuta Friedrich.
How do you spell Friedrich?
F-R-Y-D-R-Y-C-H.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was an economist and working for Prime Ministry office.
So was your family rich or comfortable?
Medium comfortable. I was only one child, and I was in better position probably than family with more children.
Was your mother a housewife, or did she go out to
work? No, my mother was it's very difficult. She was working for a laboratory. She was laborant, you know, for food processing. She was trying to find out any poisons or anything in the food. And it was for Warsaw, what you can call this, because in England, in London, you have a lot of Warsaw Barrow, like a town hall, Warsaw town hall.
Local
authority, yes.
Were your family religious, or were they not interested in
My grandmother and grandfather was very religious. I was in convent school all my life, private convent school. My father was not a practitioner, any religious. My mother was going to church occasionally. I was going very regularly because I was in special school when it was necessary to go to church every Sunday.
Were your family interested in politics?
Very.
What kind of politics were they committed to?
My father was from the First War fighting from Marszalek Piłsudski with Polish Legion.
So what kind of political opinions would they have?
My father's political opinion was mostly democratic, more to the socialist. View. We can have democratic with socialist.
And your mother?
My mother was not a very politically minded.
Was your father a member of a political party?
I don't think so, no. He never talked about this, but I don't think so.
What was your own education?
My father's?
Your own education.
My own education, I was doing what you call small matriculation, like O-levels before the war, and A-levels, what we call matura, we call great matriculation, at 1942 in underground schools. It was not official because Germans liquidated all Polish schools, do you know?
When the war came, when the German attack came on the 1st of September,
yes.
Did it take you by surprise or had you expected it?
It didn't take me by surprise because my father, being economist and speaking perfect German, very often he was traveling to Berlin and so on, trying to find out the economical situation in Poland. And he always said that we are in very near breaking of the war, because it was his point of view. Then we've been quite prepared for the war.
Were you in Warsaw when the Germans attacked?
No, my father was called to the Warsaw before 1 month before the war start. My mother was called because she was in the, what you can call, service for people. But I stay on holiday in Kazimierz, It was a very nice place with my with family of my friend, best friend.
Where is Kazimierz?
Kazimierz is between Lublin and Warsaw on Vistula.
To the southeast of Warsaw?
Yes.
What do you remember about the German attack? Did you witness any of the fighting?
Yes, I witnessed quite a lot. First, because Kazimierz was very near Polish Air Force base, and from the hill, we can observe the attack when the German Luftwaffe attack this base. And, bombs and... this was my first experience. It was the first few days of the war.
How frightening was it for you?
For young people, it is a kind of adventure, more than fright. The fright came a bit late.
How did you react when the war news began to turn badly?
I was extremely upset. First, I was cut from my family because my friend's father was director of the armor, Polish armor factories, and we've been evacuated from Kazimierz to Wołyń, and we did this journey in awful state on the horse cart, staying overnight in little villages. And then we came with a lot of Polish army defeated by Germans and civilians walking and, leaving the old big town like Poznań or Krakow or so on. Then it was really for a young person very, very, very depressing.
Had your father led you to believe that the Germans might win? If
no. No, because economically my father understand our economical position, then we are not strong enough. And he knows quite well about army, then he knows that the Germans have much more advanced, technical advance from the Polish army.
Were you reunited with your family?
Yes, but unfortunately my father went from Warsaw to join the Polish army and he was captured by Russian and he was killed in Katyn.
When did you get the news of that?
Oh, I could bring the letter from my mother. The letter was from my father in 1940. And the letter is right on the little tiny scrap of the paper in pencil. Only he asked what's happened with me and my mother, and he gave his address in Russian language. This was the only one communication from my father.
How did you get the news about Katyn? Can you remember?
Yes. The first news was in local Warsaw newspaper when the Germans discovered the graves and they start to officially print the names, the Polish officer, when they been dig from the graves. And in about 2 weeks after they started to digging the graves, they find out my father's body with his name and few belongings.
Now, can we go on to the German occupation, and can you tell me where you were and what you were doing under the occupation?
During the German occupation, we've been, I live in Żoliborz, what is the outskirts of Warsaw, and my family home was in my family home was joined of my another auntie with my cousin, this the boy who we can see a few minutes ago. He was a young man, a young boy, 9 years old, because economical situation was much better when the family lived together. It was more cheaply. And I start to underground school, first in my convent school, underground schooling, and then I went to the special school because I've been much elder and I need a special documents to produce to Germans than I am working. Then it was a school of dietitians. They call it dietitian school, but it, under this cover, I did my what you call big matriculation, like an advanced level.
How were the Germans behaving under the occupation, from what you could observe?
It's difficult very to assess, because first, how they behave walking on the streets. In beginning of the war, they walk quite in civilized manners, freely going to the Polish restaurant and cafe and cafe. And further in the war, it start to restrict. They keep to their own restaurant or to their own, and you can have a much more patrol, you know, with arms around the street and stopping people, researching people. And it start when they segregate trams, when the Germans travel only in first platform and we Poles, we can travel in the other part of the tram. And they start to, you know, we can see the lot of Jewish people been marching through Warsaw Street for special works and so on, and start the war to be tightened, you know, the Polish community. But it start this one about 1941.
What were the relationships like between Poles and Jews under the occupation?
I must say, do you know, then my personal view, it was different because I have a lot of Jewish friends. What I explained, my father was more on the socialist view. We have a lot of Jewish friends from the circles of the Polish professor and, you know, bankers. And for me, the Jewish people was the same like for the others, because my father was not in the National Party.
But was that unusual for Polish people to have Jewish friends?
No. We call, it was a joke. The Polish people say, we hate Jewish, but everybody have their own good friend.
So, how did you suffer under the German occupation personally?
Yes. We start to suffer in 1942-43 from the shortage of the food. Then my mother start to sell jewelry, books, because my father have a beautiful collection of the books, what was very expensive, and people who could manage, they've been buying books, what with regret my mother was starting to sell. And I start to work, because I was finished my schooling in 1942. Then I start to work to look after the children, and I start full-time working for underground movement.
How did you get into contact with the underground movement?
In 1940-41, my old friends in Żoliborz, it was boys from the another school, what they call Joseph Poniatowski, school, and they have the scouts movement, and they start immediately in 1940 organize resistance. In 1940 I only understand that they are doing something. I was not involved Sometimes I was little helping them, but I was not trust enough to join them yet. But in 1941, they asked me to join, and I joined one of this scout, what you call, organization in Zsolibor. And it was beginning of the Bashta.
What was the Bashta?
They start from two company, then it changed to the battalion, and before the Warsaw race is was so big, then it was a whole regiment. But the Bashta was called because we been specially assigned, yes, to guard the to guard the central command of the Polish underground army.
So the Bashta was a military unit?
Completely military unit. Start from the battalion and then change to the regiment.
Like we would say a guards battalion or guards regiment.
Guards, yes, it's true.
So was it an elite corps?
Maybe not so much elite, but it was from the soldiers who really could fight, and they've been quite well organized, and they can trust us, you know, in kind of respect.
And what kind of work were you personally allocated to?
In 1941, when I joined, first I was a courier for a platoon. In 1942, I was a courier for the company. And I changed through three company. I've been in what you call C5, C10, C20. And from C20, 1943, I was transferred to the C25, what was a company in one of platoon was a special signal platoon. And then the signal platoon in 1943 was changed to company of signal. And I was a courier of the head of the girls for the company of signal. Before the Warsaw race, it was cryptonym was K4.
Did you have a rank?
Not a military rank, but they call me, you know, a courier for company.
What did the work of a courier involve?
First, it was involved once a week to organize distribution of the underground press, to collect whole post from head of the battalion, bring to the command, chief command in the company, and then distribute this one to the girls, three or four girls, to take this post to the platoon. And very often it was necessary to bring the special papers, because when there was any arrest or anything, the boys have a kenkarta, what was like a personal document when they need to have. Then it was arranged by underground army for them. And we delivered this.
Did you have any narrow escapes when doing this work?
Yes, yes.
Can you describe them to me?
Because I was so long in the Bashta, our head of whole couriers in Bashta, her name was Olga, arranged then they can trust me, and I was a courier very often for, they say, extra between three battalions. When the courier was ill or not able, then I knew the addresses of three heads of the battalions, and I was trust enough to have the head of headquarters of the Colonel Daniel, but he was a head of the Pashta. It was in Hoxha Road, Hoxha Street. Once I went to collect this post from three battalions, and I collect from two, and I was going to like a telecommunication office, like you can call here. It was in Napoleon Plus in Warsaw. I went upstairs when it was a battalion courier giving me all her post. I have a special bag with double bottom. I put this last post on the bottom of my bag. I cover with all the shopping or something like this. And I start to go down. This what you can call a telecommunication building, was a very high then in Warsaw. It take me quite a long to go down. When I go down, the whole building was covered around with the Germans making personal checking on the parcel and so on. And I straight look at one side and another, and I say, it is the end. But two soldiers was very busy searching person. Then I just very slowly went between them. And very slowly I walk down. But I have a bit of nervous breakdown after, because I have a post from three battalions in my bag.
What would have happened to you if they had discovered it?
When they discovered, probably I would be very badly tortured. They have quite a lot of, do you know what we can cartas for the boys? Do you know quite a lot? And do you know, I knew three headquarters of battalions, and I knew the headquarters of the of the Bashta quarters. It was very, very strong experience.
How do you think you would have stood up under torture?
I have a poison, because I am not a very strong for physical pain.
You constantly carried poison,
yes,
with you?
Yes. It was, I think it was cyanide.
Were there any other narrow escapes?
It was, but it was, for me, it was all very small, because I have only post from the company. It was not so bad. I carry quite a lot of, in my signal company, instrument, because my company was building shortwave transmitters. One of our boys was very clever, to arrange, and we produced quite a few of these transmitters for Warsaw Underground Army. Then very often I carry the lamps, very often I carry the telephone equipment for the boys to have an exercise. It was the duty of the couriers to deliver this apparatus and everything for the place when the boys have their own ordinary, what you call... Yes, when they have the practice with the instruments and learn. I carry sometime pistols, because our company have not much arm, because we've been signals. We have few. And when it another company need for any job, what we call, then it's our duty to deliver this arm to the place or to the person who need this.
Was there any special reason why women might have been especially suited to doing courier work?
Yes, because, do you know, it's very difficult to check every girl, every woman on the street. And they don't, German, they didn't look so much of us. On the beginning of our underground organization, the boys never give us the personal home address. They've been meeting us on the corner of the street or on in the park on special date or on special time when we deliver the underground newspapers and underground post. Later on, we've been trust enough to knew them their own personal names or personal addresses. This is the why the girl look much suitable for this work.
Do you mean that the Germans were more reluctant to search women than they were to search men?
In the beginning of the war, they probably yes, but in 1943, not. We've been subject to the same research.
Because they've become harder?
Much harder.
So, were you in Warsaw the whole time, or did your duties take you outside Warsaw?
My duty take me only two or three times outside when the boys been on exercise in the forest. But because I was in the signal company, our exercise was mostly done in the town. 1 week we use our shortwave
transmitters.
The transmitters didn't work more than 3 to 4 kilometers when it was not necessary to take this one to the forest. Or, we usually exercise in town.
Would you say that the German security forces were efficient or not, from what you could see?
They've been efficient enough. Do you know, to have a lot of arrests and a lot of things, but Polish people been very united in fight. Very often, probably the ordinary people knew what we've been doing or carrying and so on, because when you can see the young men carrying the very high plant tree, and very fat on the bottom, you know, and it was, you know, arms in there. Then the ordinary person on the street probably knew about this.
Carrying a tree?
A tree, you know, a small tree.
Like a sapling?
Sapling, yes. Yeah.